I appreciate you doing this, Shug. Thanks so much. I hate to just pop over on you like that.
Oh, we're good.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're back here at Churchill Downs, back in the Kentucky Derby again, and you bring Code of Honor in, a horse that I've been high on for a long time. We've talked about him a few times this year. Look back on that campaign here in 2019 for him.
It's been kind of strange, you know. I mean, his race 1st of January at Gulfstream was not what I was looking for, but then I kind of changed directions a little bit with him, and he ran a very good race in the Fountain of Youth that encouraged us, you know, to keep going. And then I thought with the Florida Derby, it was just sort of a strange scenario, you know. The horse got on an easy lead and took us out of our game plan, and, you know, we ran okay to be third. And, you know, after that, you know, it was just a matter of getting here in the right way and trying to – I elected to bring him to Lexington to just sort of get a change of scenery and a little bit of a change of weather, and I think it's helped him. You know, I think he's done very well.
You told me earlier this season that maybe on his comeback race you were maybe a little too easy on him. You kind of cranked down a little bit more on him, and he ran very, very well that next time. How about now coming into the Derby? Have you had to crank down on him, or has it been a different approach?
We've trained him. I mean, he had came to Lexington. We had a good work, you know, coming off of his race. And then a couple of weeks, you know, 10 days ago, Johnny worked him there in the mud at Keeneland. He went 5/8 and 101, got about 13 and changed by himself. So then we came back and had a pretty fast blowout here. And he seemed to come, you know, just skip over this track and came out of it very well. And so, you know, I think we've got enough training in him. And, you know, hopefully we can get a pace and get a clear trip and see what happens.
I was with Johnny that night after he worked him. I was up at the Charlestown Classic. We had dinner together. Javier was there. Johnny showed me the video of that work. He was really impressed with the way he went. And Javier piped up and said, yeah, that was a good work. Did you agree?
Oh, no, I was very pleased with his work. You know, it was just exactly what I was looking for. And I got a good bottom into him, you know, with the work. And, you know, we came back here and sharpened him up. So see what happens.
Put him in Orb Stall, maybe a little karma there too.
Well, Barn 43's, I was in here when I trained around Churchill years ago. And so there's a lot of memories here. And obviously, first stall's got a lot of memories. So we stuck him in there to hopefully it'll rub off on him a little bit.
Outside of Orb, what's your fondest Derby memory?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously Easy Goer was second. You know, that was an awe-inspiring, was third in that Derby. So second and third, that was, you know, that was fun. I was a little bit disappointed that we didn't win, but I understood, you know, he didn't really handle the track that well. And so, you know, that was fun. So that would have been my second most fondest memory of being here and being around here and kind of getting a taste of what it's like to run a favorite in the Kentucky Derby. And, you know, I'm just glad to be back with a chance again.
You know, for years you would come here trying to win that Kentucky Derby. We did a little piece together before you won with Orb. You finally break through and do it. Is it a different feeling when you come back here for the Derby now, having already won one?
Well, I think I'm a lot more relaxed now than I was, you know, when I came here with Orb. You know, he was the favorite. And so I was probably felt like we had an awfully good chance. And, you know, I was probably a little bit uptight where I think we have an awfully good chance this year. But I'm more relaxed and know a little bit more about it and kind of what it takes. And, you know, you can't get, you know, after when the gate opens, there's not much you can do about it after that. So I'm glad to have a good rider, and that makes it a little bit easier on me too.
Anything good? A couple of quick questions. When I look at the pedigree for Code of Honor, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is turf. To look at him physically, is he a turf-looking kind of horse, or is he more of a mile-and-a-quarter dirt kind of horse?
Well, what if Noble Mission had been born over here? You know, he might have been a dirt horse. I don't know, but he's a very efficient little horse. He's never been on the turf. I've never had him on it, so I don't know whether he'd be fond of it or not. But some part of, you know, people have asked me that earlier in the year. I said, well, I hope I don't have that opportunity for a while to where I have to, because, you know, things won't be going the way I want them to if he does show up on the turf. But, you know, with his pedigree and stuff, you know, you would think that he would probably take to it. And as I say, I mean, he doesn't have say, a turf way of going, a lot of action and stuff because he's very efficient. But I think that that could work in his advantage on the turf too. But I hope that's way down the line.
You have trained for owners who in many cases are not only prominent in this sport, but that are prominent citizens of this country. And I'm curious, you know, Mr. Farish is someone who, my goodness, I mean, the man was an ambassador for the United States government. Is it intimidating at all, or is Mr. Farish an easy guy to talk to?
Well, he's a very easy guy to talk to, and I've been, you know, I've known Mr. Farish for years and years and years, and he's always sort of fed me a horse here or there or two, and so, I'm very relaxed around him. It's an honor, obviously, to know him as a sort of a friend and also to be training for a guy that's done as much in his life as he has and for the horse business, what he and his, you know, and Bill and his family have done with Lane's End Farm and, you know, their support of Bill being the head of the Breeders' Cup and Mr. Farish being chairman of the board of Churchill Downs for 10, 12 years. You know, they put a lot of their time and resources into thoroughbred horse racing, and that's an honor to be a part of that.
One more question. We have a running joke in Lexington that when people call you Shug, they don't really know you because, of course, it's pronounced Shug. Curious if you're willing to divulge when you got that nickname and how that nickname came about.
I don't know how the nickname came about. I grew up with it. My mother always says it was not didn't come from Sugar. It was just a nickname. I was the third, so they had to call me something, and that was what came up. And that's really the best way I can answer it because I don't know.
Fair enough.
Outstanding. That's great. Shug, good luck, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it.